Oh man, you must be going nuts with everything you're doing.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, sure. Isn't it great when you love what you do? It's energizing.
The Baxters, it's a wonderfully deep. I thought it was going to be, kind of a light situation comedy, and but boy, Elizabeth.
No, it's re dealing with real people experiencing real things. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's a beautiful series that allows people to understand the power of prayer and the power of God in their lives.
Yes, and I don't think we often get to see American TV shows that really favor, families of faith and show how faith is organically inherent in the lives that they lead. You know, the Baxters are a regular church-going American family, but they're not a pious family. They're not, it isn't like perfect people living perfect lives by any means. They're families with problems that probably look like your problems, that look like my problems, that look like everybody's problems. And it's just that they're seen through this lens of people who believe and who pray, and in particular, the mother, Elizabeth Baxter, who's a little bit of a prayer warrior, which is one of the reasons I think I was attracted to playing the role myself. So I not only was a producer on the show, but stepped in front of the camera again, first time in a long time, to act in the series, which was great fun. And we've gathered a lovely group of people to be on this show, Tony.
Ted McGinley is, he we haven't seen him in a while, and he's as handsome as he was when he was on Happy Days.
Yes, he is. And he's such a lovely man. He plays kind of the steady, all American dad here. He's reliable, he's loving, he's a good father, he's a good husband. And we see at the center of the Baxters this husband and wife team of Elizabeth and John Baxter, who model love, who model a successful relationship. I mean, they've had to navigate illness and worries about their children, but we see them solid, and the series kind of opens with their solid anchoring at the center. They have five adult children, and each one, has a story to tell. When I first picked up this book, the first book of many books in the series by best-selling author Karen Kingsbury, I couldn't put the book down. I was really engrossed in the story. The plots were unbelievably exciting, and it was one of those books, you think, I'll just read one more chapter and then I'll go to sleep, and suddenly you're four more chapters in and it's way past your bedtime. And but I just kept seeing it in pictures in my mind. I thought, this has to be a TV series. And I didn't know Karen, but I knew somebody who did know her. And anyway, we reached out to her and I said, please let me get the rights to this incredible book series. I think it'll be a great TV series. And anyway, we was thrilled that she entrusted me with those rights. And we have made this wonderful ensemble series showing, I think it's been a long time since we've seen a family drama like this on television, and particularly one that highlights a church-going family. I mean, I know from my days on Touched by an Angel, that people were responsive to programming that glorified the Lord, but I don't know that we've seen much of it since, maybe Seventh Heaven. I mean, I don't know, but I think people are ready for this. I think the success of all the films that have come out in the last year that have been in the faith space, I think it shows that the appetite is there. People are hungrier for hope now more than ever. And The Baxters is a hope opera, and is I think will delight viewers everywhere.
Well, yeah, and you've got an array of guest stars coming. Valerie Pettiford is amazing. Kathie Lee Gifford, her daughter, is in the series.
Yes, and Kathy Lee. So we've got a mother-daughter angle there. And then my own daughter, Riley, is also in the series. She plays the youngest of the Baxter kids, Erin. And if you've seen that nice poster that we was our first picture release, Riley's in the red at the very end. And I was, you know, it was so fun for me to get to work with her, and so fun. Kathy didn't actually have a scene with Cassidy, but they were on set at the same time. And Kathy's been a friend of mine for so many years, and you know, she did me such a solid. I said, "Would you come on the show, please? We'd love to have you on." And she does such a great job. She plays an old friend of Elizabeth Baxter's, who's moved away because of a bereavement in her family, and she's left with a broken heart. And now she's come back in, and she helps Elizabeth build a nursery at the church. And
Will you be, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I mean, I just, but will you be directing some episodes coming up?
no, I don't think I'll be directing. I have over the course of the episodes made so far, we've had three wonderful directors. Rachel Feldman, Tony Mitchell, Alex Zamm. And Tony Mitchell was actually one of my favorite directors of all time because he directed many of the Baxters, I mean, many of the Bible series for me. He directed many of the AD, the Bible Continues for me. So I've worked with him many, many times. And I called him up and said, "We need you on this. Please come in." And he came over, and he's such a joy to work with. And
So
you
you're
know,
basically
he,
hiring family. It's nice.
yes, I know. I'm like, I was calling in a lot of favors on this one, but you know, it takes a village to make anything, and you know, it takes a great team of people. I get to lead the charge on this, and I'm usually the one who's front facing, and you know, I which means I either get all the glory or I get all the blame. Either or, but obviously, you know, this isn't created in a vacuum. I had wonderful, amazing teams and fellow producers, and you know, and then this great, beautiful cast, and particularly made up of all these young people. It did my heart so good to be working with such talented, up-and-coming cast, and they all have so much enthusiasm and energy and excitement, and needless to say, they're all really looking forward themselves to seeing the series when it plays. And you know, it's been a long, this one has been coming together for a while. And you know, I have to believe that this is the right timing for it, that for such a time as this, it's appointed time. And I'm so grateful to Prime Video, because last year they gave me the Easter time slot for On a Wing and a Prayer with Dennis Quaid, and that performed so well for them then. And that was the story of a regular family in crisis, a family of faith, a family who prayed. And now they've given me an Easter time slot again, to deal with a family in multiple crises, a family of faith, a family who pray. And so I'm hopeful that families, not just across America, but globally, because the launch is global, we'll curl up on the couch together. We're not even asking people to go out and buy a ticket. It's like, you know, curl up on the couch together with your grandmother, with your kids, and watch this show together. See, there's going to be some character in there that you're going to resonate with. There's going to be somebody that you relate to. There's going to be some of the issues that some member of this family is going through that you're going to recognize. You know, there's going to be some hurt that somebody's trying to heal that you're going to recognize. So I think that's the beauty of it. It's particular to this family, but there's a universality to the story that I think people will connect with. And anyway, can you tell I'm pretty excited about this one?
You're bubbling like champagne.
Pink champagne.
But the series also has its sense of humor to it, and it's got some lighter moments, and it's just delightfully written. And I think, did Karen write some of the episodes as well?
She did not. No, I had a lovely team of writers. But what Karen did give me was A, her trust to make it, her blessing when it was made, and all along the way, her collaboration. She was there at the end of a phone call or an email. If we had a question about any character, if we had a question about anything that we were adapting, we wanted to make sure that we were truthful to her story, because she has such a big fan base. I mean, she's Millions and millions and millions of these Baxter series books have been published, and the fan base is really huge. So, they have an expectation. I'm sure when the first photograph launched, they're all going, "Well, I never quite pictured him looking like that or her looking like this." Hopefully they'll get used to us all now as we start releasing clips. I think on the 12th we'll be releasing the trailer, so we're super excited about that. And then we're only a few weeks away from our drop date, which is Thursday the 28th of
28th.
March. Yeah, the
And I'm
28th.
looking forward to watching it again and all, because it's such a you're such a brilliant actress. I think we gush a little bit when I see you because we're good friends, but you are just a terrific actress. And Elizabeth, she's a lot like you.
Well, I think it was probably why I ultimately said, I was affordable, first of all, because I was working for myself. I thought, okay, well, that would be cheap. The characteristics that spoke to me about Elizabeth were that she has a mother's heart, as I have a mother's heart, and she loves her children, with everything she has. She's for them. She's compassionate. She's empathetic when they're going through something. She's an arm to hold. She's a shoulder to lean on. She laughs with them and she cries with them. And we see in these early episodes when there's a betrayal of one of her daughters that she's feisty. She's disappointed in the man that has let her daughter down. She's angry at this betrayal, and so we see many colors in her. But I really did love that her superpower was her ability just to stop and to pray and to call it in, to really, I know the power of prayer in my own life. I've seen it and felt it at work in my own life. And to see characters move with ease in this space, it's amazing to me, really, that we haven't seen it. Now we're seeing like The Chosen do really well, and it's great. It's great to see, when one project rises, we all rise, and it's great to see that. But I just don't think we've seen anything like the Baxters. And, I'm prayerful that our community will also help with word of mouth and, if you like it, to let somebody know that you like it, or to put it on your Facebook, or, all the ways that we now can communicate with passion something that we've enjoyed. Because a show like this, I think, will do very well when people, after the 28th, and people start downloading it and watching it and enjoying it and discussing it online. And, I think it'll just gather more and more and more viewers. And, I'm excited to see what people start, saying online about it, and hoping to join in. I'm quite active online myself, so I always like to jump in and see what people are saying.
Should do a Zoom party for the first episode,
I
and
know, maybe
not a
we
Zoom
should do
party, but
something.
like a
Like
Twitter party or
something.
something.
Yeah, something. We're a co-watching or whatever they call it nowadays, but it's a great way to communicate. I've always thought that social media, when it's used badly and poorly, we see how people can get hurt and abused. But when it's used, with good intention, I think it's an amazing tool to reach people. I'm committed on mine to say at least one thing that's positive every day, and to just try to, as at Lightworkers, our commitment was always to create content that's uplifting, inspirational. And our mantra that we adopted was, it's better to light a candle than curse the darkness. And so I think of whether I'm putting something on Instagram, on Facebook, or whether I'm making a show for a Prime Video, I think of it as lighting a candle and bringing hope. And that's why I think the Baxters really is a hope opera. And I hope that that catches on and people join in.
Yeah, again, I can't say it enough. I mean, I've been a witness to what you've produced, and I can't believe it's been a year since A Wing and a Prayer. I mean, it's that's such
I
a
know. I know it did so well too. I mean, I think it overperformed. for Prime, and they were thrilled with it. And you know, Dennis and Heather and Jesse and the team all did such a great job on that. So
So hopefully.
it's been a great year. And then since then, I've had my children's book. You know, I had my book last year, Healing Angel, and then A Message in the Moon. So I keep busy. You know, I love what I do. My work is very purposeful. I'm very, you know, intentional about what I do, and I've got a few things up my sleeve that are coming next. So hopefully we'll have a chance to speak next year about something else. But meanwhile, the Baxters has got all my love. It's my baby, and you know, and along with Karen Kingsbury, I'm thrilled that it's coming to TVs everywhere at the end of this month.
I am so happy about it too, and as your friend, I am so proud of everything that you do, and you're just an incredible force. So congratulations on the Baxters. It's on Prime Video March 28th, and we'll all be tuning in.
Thank you so much, Tony.